Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
We've got a guy named Scott on the phone for a second date update today. And Scott said in his email that he shared his secret talents over dinner.
Okay, cool.
And why doesn't
it so secret?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You didn't say what specifically his talents are, but if I had to guess, I'm guessing it's singing with his mouth closed. I should have thought of doing that for my song of the week. Do you think the audience would enjoy that?
I don't think so. Isn't that just humming?
Yeah.
No, it's worse than humming.
No, is that not working?
I don't even know what that was.
No, I thought it was Post Malone.
Okay, you don't have a talent for it.
Well, maybe Scott does. Scott, did I guess your talent correctly?
No, that wasn't it.
Oh man.
I want to say I'm shocked.
I was sure. Okay, well, I guess we'll get to your secret talent later. But first, tell us about the girl that you went out with. What's her name?
Name's Kate.
Kate?
Yeah, met online. I mean, what can I say? Like, the profile thing, it's a lot of it. I mean, it's always like 90% of it, honestly.
What else did you like about her?
Well, I liked, it sounds cliche, but her personality, and it had to do with her writing, the About Me section.
Okay,
like,
cool.
It was all about her wordplay, and it was really funny.
Was she, like, into puns or something? What did she say?
Oh, there's, like, dad jokes in there. There's puns. I mean, yeah, I can give you some examples.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead. We love bad jokes.
Okay. She said right off the bat, I have Russian heritage, but that doesn't mean I want to rush into anything. Okay, right? She said she liked geography.
Uh-huh.
And so she mentioned, like, I do like Japanese men, but it doesn't mean that she wants them to get into her Japanties.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
This girl's a keeper, Scott.
Yeah,
she's a keeper, and you should marry her.
That last one, I don't know that it really got me, but...
Every guy has their own different turn-on, so your turn-on is wordplay.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so how did your date go? What'd you guys do?
Okay, so I'm like pumped to meet this girl, and we meet at dinner.
Okay.
We had a great time, and like I mentioned how much I appreciated her profile.
Uh-huh.
And I said, like, well, you know, I want to return the favor. I want to entertain you.
Oh.
And so I did. I shared with her my secret talent.
Okay.
I'm dying to know what your secret talent is.
I am a professional juggler and magician.
That's
Oh, that is super cool.
That's not a secret talent.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's
magician.
A profession.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your job, man.
That's hard.
It is, but I don't go by my name with it. Like, I'm known as the juggler.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's
all right.
I like it.
I just kind of plug myself. You mind if I do that real quick?
Yeah, go for it, man.
You can Google me, the juggler. You can find me on Insta as well. So check that out. You also can Google Magic Hands. If you do like a local search, you can find me under Magic.
I don't know that
Magic
I want to do
Magic
that.
Hands.
Yeah,
I've done that before.
Wait, are you Mr. Magic Hands 0667?
How would you know?
Jeff knows.
I'm just curious for my own.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. Back to the date, Steve. It's a great profession, but back to the date. What was her reaction when you told her that you were a professional juggler and magician?
You know, she was impressed. So I just went for it because at this point in the date, they brought out some dinner rolls. And started juggling. I even let her do one of our staples, which is she picks up a roll and throws it into my juggling. So I got to six rolls with her.
Oh, cool.
Dude, that's awesome. What a surprise for her. Think about it. She's calling you on a bluff. She doesn't believe you. She has no idea who you are. And then suddenly...
I mean, that's definitely an impressive show. But did you actually do any time dating her, or were you just performing the whole night?
We put the rolls down. I talked for a bit, and we got to dessert, actually, and I started juggling again. I started juggling spoons.
Spoons.
Oh, that sounds like a higher difficulty.
It is.
Okay.
If you had done steak knives, then I'd be impressed.
Okay.
And everything's getting smaller and smaller.
Wait, though. Did she ask for the encore performance?
She didn't ask for it. I just went for it again. You know, I went for it, and, you know, she was impressed again, and I even asked her to rate my juggling.
Oh.
Give me, like, out of 10. You know, I just wanted to see what her honest opinion was. And she gave me a 9.
Oh,
ooh.
Well, that's good.
But what could have made it a 10?
Well, and I asked her, like, so why not a 10? Because, you know, like, again, with my business, the juggler, I get 10 ratings all the time.
What you do?
But now, why don't I get a 9? And she said, hey, anyone can improve on anything. So it's like, oh, okay. So yeah, I have room to improve. And I appreciated that opinion.
That's very true.
Okay. Well,
great. And it sounds positive to me. If she hated it, she would have given you like a 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is all very impressive, and she was clearly
entertained
by you. But what did you like about her? Did you do anything where you got to know her at all?
We had some more dad jokes, had some more just fun. Like, well, you know, she took some improv classes, you know, she's public speaking. Like, she's not shy. You know, I learned a lot about her. Like, she says what she means. You know, she's honest. There's no BS, you don't mind me saying, you know?
Okay. So
why wouldn't she tell you why she's not calling you back if there's no BS?
Well, and that's why I'm talking to y'all now, because, you know, I'm just really confused, because I walked her to her Uber. I didn't go in for a kiss. I actually revealed a rose from behind my back.
Whoa.
You did?
That's romantic.
It's a classy move.
He's always got something up his sleeve.
I'm into this date. And it sounds like from you that she was too. If she's talking about her improv class, she's all for it.
Yeah, we just have to figure out the reason why she's not calling you back.
Maybe he made her entirely disappear.
Oh, no.
I'm addicted never reveals, but that did not happen.
Okay.
Or maybe you just cut her in half and she's in pieces now.
Oh, no!
Hasn't put her back together yet.
Oh, man!
We're going to find out the truth when we give Tate a call.
All right, sounds great.
Your second date update coming up right after this.
Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we've been talking with a guy named Scott, or as he's known at your nephew's bar mitzvah party.
No.
Mr. Magic Hands! There is nothing that this magic man can't juggle. Dinner rolls, flaming nunchucks, even gorgeous women.
Oh, wow. God, how'd they get up in the air like that?
But right now, he has his eyes set on one lovely lady. Her name is Kate. They went out to dinner recently, and Scott demonstrated some of his juggling skills inside the restaurant. And she said that she was impressed, even gave him a 9 out of 10 rating.
Pretty good rating.
Ooh, almost a 10.
Anyway, at the end of the night, Scott walked Kate back to their Uber. There was no kiss, but he did pull a rose out from behind his back. And ever since then, beautiful Kate has disappeared.
Oh, what a magic trick.
What happened to her?
I don't know.
We're going to try and find out.
Where do those people go when they disappear?
I've always wondered.
Yeah, she behind a curtain somewhere?
Well, guys, I would tell you, but you know, I can't reveal my trick.
Yep.
Never reveal the secrets.
A good magician. Do you have any last thoughts before we call Kate of anything that could have gone wrong? Because we haven't really concentrated on that at all.
We laughed. I thought we had a good time. I mean, if she gives me another chance, maybe I can cut down on the juggling. I don't know if that's what it was.
Too much juggling.
Oh,
we've
no.
seen that before in second date.
Can't tell you how many times.
Yeah. Come across that one a lot. Too much juggling.
But you're a professional juggler. If she seriously says no more juggling, would you do that?
I don't know. I'd really have to cut down. I mean, I have to keep it my professional calling.
You know,
again, you mentioned bar mitzvahs. It's true. I do bar mitzvahs. I do weddings. I do all kinds
all right.
of events.
Okay, Scott.
Okay.
That's great. Let's focus on the girl that you say that you like so much. We're going to call Kate and dial her phone number right now. Try and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Kate, please?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Kate. How you doing? My name's Young Jeffrey. I work on the radio.
Okay.
Does that not impress you?
It's okay.
You didn't sound very impressed by it.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Radio's bottom rung of any sort of entertainment stuff.
What is this about?
Oh, sorry. We're doing something that we do on our show called a second date update. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to them for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Did that make sense?
Yeah, I just don't know why you're calling me.
Well, we're calling you because the guy that wanted us to reach out to you, his name is Scott. Or maybe you might know him better by his stage name, the Juggler.
Yeah, I remember Scott. He called you?
He emailed us and wanted to get a hold of you because apparently you're not responding to him.
Yeah, that's just so weird that he called you, though.
Well, no, I thought he would have just appeared in studio.
Okay.
On the phone.
Yeah, I mean, it may sound weird to someone who doesn't listen to our show, but I mean, we get these requests all the time. It's
literally
actually not that weird.
So many.
And since you're not returning his call, he didn't know how else to get a hold of you.
And believe it or not, this was actually one of the least weird dates that we've ever heard.
Okay.
Did you think your date was fun?
Yeah. I mean, it was like a nice date. It was
for it, mm-hmm. From what we've heard.
He said that you gave him a 9 out of 10.
Yeah,
he juggled, and he asked me to rate it.
And that's a pretty good rating.
Yep, he juggled pretty well. Mm-hmm. Everyone was clapping. I mean, he's definitely an entertainer, for sure.
Good, he's so good at what he does.
Did you like that?
I mean, I like that he's passionate about something. It's just, I don't know about juggling as a career.
Well, that's how he makes his money.
Yeah, only the best jugglers can make a career out of it.
Yeah, but like usually people do that as like a hobby, and he has goals and that's great. I honestly don't see that in my future that
Wait.
I would be with a professional juggler.
So you're like maybe not ashamed.
Okay,
is the right word,
already but... to stand up for him. My grandfather was a professional magician
Uh-oh.
And raised 6 kids.
Uh-oh, you hit the wrong
on a magician salary. Okay. He was awarded the Lifetime Magician's Award from Siegfried and Roy. It could be a very reputable profession.
All right, Brooke, enough about
I'm just saying.
Your
like,
grandpa.
I think she's missing out. Like, this is an awesome thing to get involved with.
My grandma whittled wood for a living.
It's okay. You're not. What are you feeling about this?
The thing is, like, you know, that's a hard profession. And we talked about, like, goals. And he has this idea that in 10 years he's going to make 6 figures doing this, which I don't even know is possible.
Well, if he gets picked up in Vegas.
Maybe, but like right now he makes $16,000 a year doing this.
How do you know that?
Because he told me.
Oh.
I mean, he's like super enthusiastic and like happy about it, but I don't know. I just don't really see myself with someone like that.
Yeah. Oh. It's not that he's a juggler magician. It's that he's a poor juggler magician. That's what really turning her off.
Well, everyone's at different stages in life. You can't see that he has so much talent. He's getting rounds of applause wherever he goes, that he's going to get there someday.
Yeah, but then he was like, you could be my assistant, and wouldn't that be so much fun? And wouldn't that be so great?
I did not see that coming.
And I have plenty of pictures of my grandparents who were married for over 60 years doing shows together.
But hold on.
I'm being serious. It's so cool.
Brooke, if you think it's cool, it's probably not cool.
Dude, I'm just saying. I understand it could be hard to date someone who maybe isn't at the same financial level as you.
Yeah.
But this guy has goals. He has dreams. He's obviously passionate. I think you're missing an opportunity.
I guess I disagree.
Hey, and that's... Well, that's actually okay, I guess.
Well, the thing is, Kate...
I tried.
He does have one last trick up his sleeve to try and impress you.
Oh, what is
oh,
it?
Oh, no.
Poof, he's magically on the phone right now because he's been listening this entire time.
Whoa.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm applauding.
Yeah, me too.
Scott.
Hi. Hi, Kate.
Hey, you're
voila! There he is.
It was a pretty weak entrance, Scott. We needed something bigger.
Yeah, we need to work on your stage presence,
it's like
dude.
Like smoke went off and he came in late, you know?
Well, no, I mean, hi, Kate.
Hey.
Hi. I heard what you said, and it hurts. I mean, it really hurts. Aww. I mean, like, I revealed to you, like, everything with my business plan, and I'm trying to be really honest, like, you've been with me, and I just don't think you're thinking of the future. I think that you're just slammed in the present right now. Mm. And, I mean, you gave me a 9. You see the potential of me as a juggler, you know? Again, you can Google me.
Scott, I get it, and I think it's very good for you. I just don't know if it's good for me, if I'm being honest.
Okay, but you saw me. You saw the dinner rolls juggling and you liked it. You rated it a 9. You enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, and when you perform somewhere, I would probably go. It's just, it's not who
okay,
I want.
You, and you like the rose? You like the rose I gave at the end, right?
Oh, yeah. That was a good move, Kate.
You can hear
that would have made me have butterflies.
Yep, the rose was nice. It's entertaining.
I have my number on it.
I could. Do you want the rose back?
Oh.
No. That's not the purpose of the rose, Kate. The number that it's my number. I wanted you to call me back. You know, using that rose, it's yours to remember me.
The thing is, like, you know, with these dating apps, it's like, you know, you date and you're trying to decide what it is you want, and what you need, and I just don't see it being a juggler's assistant in my future cards. I just don't see that.
Look, you don't have to be a magician's assistant. That was just, that's an option. There's a lot of people who are begging me to be my assistant right now.
See?
I'm trending up.
Brooke over here is going crazy.
Dude, I would totally do it.
I know you
I'm
would.
Serious. It's in my blood, man. You want me to pop out of a dollhouse? I'll do that for you. Whatever you need, I'm there.
I'm game. Oh, let's do it. I got my YouTube channel going. We could have
we
something
are not
live.
Doing this.
See, Kate, we've got the assistant part figured out. Okay, listen, you had fun on the date. That actually is pretty rare these days when it comes to dating. Like, you're not going to marry him right now. Why don't you just go out with him?
What do you think, Kate? If you go out with him one more time, we'll pay for your second date.
I'm going to pass.
No!
I knew it.
Come
I'm
on,
sorry,
Kate.
Man.
Kate, missing out on an opportunity here.
I agree.
When he's famous, I will tell all my friends to go to his show, and I will go with them.
You know what? And you're not getting free tickets to that thing, Kate. Okay? You just ruined your chances.
Actually, you know what? No, I will still give you free tickets. I'll say that you were there when I was beginning.
See?
Kate, just listen to me. Again, I think you're making a big mistake here. I want you to keep that rose. You're going to call me back. You know, you're going to change your mind.
Okay. Looks like he's psychic too, Kate.
That's very sweet, but I probably won't be rushing into calling you back.
Hey, Russian, like the joke. I get it.
Kate, that's it. The wordplay, that's what hooked me at first, and that's I love that about you. I do. I love it.
Well, Mr. Magic Hands and Mrs. Wordplay.
What could have been?
So close to being a beautiful story.
Moving 92.5.